Zechariah Perek Dalet. We are doing Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. We're doing three Pesukim together, and we are in the middle of the Malbum. We are in the middle of Pasuk Beis. And Pasuk Beis, it says, I put everyone on mute, just a little background noise. Okay. Here we are. If you see on the screen, I put it up on the screen. I hope you can see it. You should be able to see it on the screen. And let's pick a place to start. I'll just start from the top. Okay, we're in the middle of this paragraph. Yorik Hashem natov derech hamayin ha'olyoin ha'yedua. Shuhanor hayoytze me'edin lahashkos esagan. Okay, so this is something very mystical. We're not going to focus on this too much. V'Hashem in yorlichol ner derech shuvat zinoiris. Ki kol echad min hamidos kolul mikulam. Okay, these again mystical things, im l'chesed, im l'shevet, im l'rachamim. Each ner represents a different midah. Kindness, shevet means authority, rachamim. V'heroloi b'zeh shel osed lo timshol hamareches shehem gamkin minoira v'shiva neiros, shehem shiva koch v'leches, which are shin, tzadi, mem, chankal. Each one stands for the shemesh. The tzadi stands for, here he puts it out, Shabsai.
Yeah, tzedek.
It's kedai to remember that Shabsai, tzedek. Shabsai is Saturn. Tzedek is, what's tzedek?
Jupiter.
Jupiter, madam is Mars. Chama, the sun. Noga is,
Venus.
Koichov is,
Mercury.
And Levana. Okay, Machol can rattle this off in his sleep. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what he does at night, in the middle of the night. Okay, now you know the secrets.
If you look at Kael Adon, I must have mentioned this before.
Yeah.
If you look at Shevach Nos Nim Lo Kol Tzva
Marom. Yeah.
Those are the first letters that stand for the heavenly bodies.
Ah. Shevach Shin Shin, Nos Nim is Noga, Loi is Levana, Kol Koichav, Kol Tzva Sadi, Tzedek, Moroim is Madim. Wow, unbelievable.
I actually learned that in my young days from the Birnbaum Sitter.
Wow, Michal, you get a prize. It was kedai to come to Shia today just to learn that. I got to write that up. After Shia, got to remind me to write that down. I want to put that to memory. Fantastic. Okay. So over here we discussed yesterday the menorah zois ena shel zahav. Which menorah are we referring to? A different menorah that's not from gold. Ki b'chusa b'madregosa the ein hagula al roisha. The gula, the basin of oil, is not al roisha. Ki rechoyke himimena ulechein mikora makar achzav. And therefore its source is a source of cruelty. The shemen shal roisha yechzar hamezek. And the oil is lacking in mezeg. I don't know, what does it mean mezeg? What's a good translation?
Meziga.
Meziga, mixture, in the quality, in its quality. So which menorah is he referring to? This goes back to the previous page. The previous page in the Malbum, he began to say, Mata Roya. I'm looking back over here. Ragula. Yeah, I'm not sure what he's referring to. I don't know which menorah he's referring to. There's another menorah that he's referring to that does not have, it's not gold. This menorah is clearly from gold. Or maybe it means in Shemayim, the menorah in Shemayim, the Shiva Kech Ve'Leches. Okay, the Shiva Kech Ve'Leches, that's the menorah. He's saying that in Shemayim, I think that's what he means, Sylvie. He's saying that this world, we don't see it, but this world really is one big candelabra. It's one big menorah. There are seven neros. The seven neros of this world are Shiva Kech Ve'Leches. And the Shiva Kech Ve'Leches have oil being poured into it. The oil represents a certain hashpa, a spiritual influence. But that spiritual, the goyla, the basin, the source, is from a distant place. It's not nearby. And the quality of energy that comes to fuel the Shiva Kech Ve'Leches, the seven neros, is not the best fuel. There are carbon emissions. It's not ideal. But La'asad Lavoi, we're all going to be driving electric cars. La'asad Lavoi, everything's going to be Everything is going to be fuel efficient. There's not going to be, everything is going to be, let's see, but the lost love is going to be pure. I will also lost it. Ta'ir ha-menorah ha-tahara menorah ha-zahav. In the future, the menorah will illuminate the purity, with purity, the menorah of zav gold, kula zahav. The Hashem yafia behechel kotcha l'chayor, Hashem is going to appear in his holy abode to illuminate. Ula hashpia shem ha-kodesh ki oz yifatach pitucha shiva enei Hashem. Now we have over here the Malam over here is saying a new idea. He's saying Hashem is going to open up, will be opened up the seven eyes of Hashem. Shem Shiva Haneras Fal Yoinas Alo Evan Hari Aroshav Aritz Tor Mikvaidam. The earth will be enlightened from Mikvaidam, from their honor. Listen, this is all heavy duty mystical stuff which is over my pay grade. I don't know what it means. But the basic idea is that in this world, somehow there already is a menorah that is in operation, which relates to the Shiva Koich Veleches. There are seven forces, gravitational forces. Seven. How in the world do these planets orbit? What? Isn't it interesting? What keeps this world going on? We're going. How is it that the Earth is spinning? The Earth is rotating on its own axis. And while it's rotating, it's circling the sun. And the same time it circles the sun, the moon is rotating around the Earth. And it's also spinning on its axis. And they're all the planets that are also in motion. And each planet has a magnetic force, and each of these things interacts with one another, and every star has a power, has also a magnetic pull, and each one is in the proper position, and each one is kinetic energy is causing everything to move, and this movement is what sustains the world. But who's the one that puts all this into play? It's unbelievable. The Chachma is just not to be believed. This Chachma, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the Menorah. The Shiva Koach Veleches are seven powers, seven forces. And they're getting their energy from a gula. A gula is a big basin. But that gula is not near us. It's far, far away. And the oil that's coming from that gula through the channels, through these invisible pipes, are not, the quality of the oil is not very refined. It's impure. But l'osed lavoi, when Mashiach will come, the menorah, it's going to be gold. Whatever that means, it represents, it's going to have a quality that's going to be unbelievable. And the goyla, the energy is going to be near, right next to the menorah. And there's going to be multiple pipes. And the shaman's going to be pure. The whole world is one big menorah. Get a whole new appreciation. Today it's very, very popular. Many shtibloch. And shuls also, they have on the omud, we daven for the Amud, a menorah. What is it all about, this menorah? What is this? So many will tell you that the menorah in some of the Siddurim, the back of the Siddurim, the menorah, the picture of the menorah, and they write, Lanatzech beneginis mizmar l'David. They write different, they take the mizmar, which mizmar is this? Lanatzech beneginis mizmar, I don't remember which mizmar, and they write the entire mizmar. And they tell us that this is the Magen David. Okay, we look at the Magen David as being the star of David, the six-pointed star, which is a very, very interesting topic. What exactly is the Magen David? But it appears to be more accurate that the real Magen David is the menorah. Is the menorah? That's the Magen David on the shoe. And how does the David and the menorah come in interplay? I don't know. But this menorah is a very popular idea. The Svardim are very, 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 very into this. They decorate their shuls and their different things with
the Magen David right there.
Okay, but this
is relatively new.
The Magen, it's a different topic. The Magen David, it's a question. It's a big, big topic of discussion. Is there any holiness in the Magen David? Well, we made it holy today. We made it holy. Certainly people, being that the state of Israel has adopted the Magen David as their flag, and people have died. Many people have died for the state of Israel, have given up their lives. So it has been sanctified beyond shadow of a doubt in modern times in the last 75 years. Mm-hmm. And the question is, before 75 years ago, does that symbol have significance? A symbol to that in the Ruzil HaMalach. There's a sefer called Ruzil HaMalach. And in that sefer, there appears to be the image of the Magen David. This is an ancient, ancient sefer. It's a Kabbalah sefer. I have no idea what it means, what it's all about. I don't know all the details. So they claim that it comes from that sefer, which is at least 1,000 years old. At least, maybe more, maybe even more. I
think the story is that the Malach gave it to Adam Arishon.
There are legends. All these legends cannot be validated. All we know about the Magen David is the earliest time it appears in cemeteries. And it was used to separate graves. That Christians, they would put on the grave a shasi, a tzelem, shasi ve'erev. And in order to differentiate a Jewish grave from a non-Jewish grave, it was necessary to create a symbol. And the symbol of the Magen David, somehow, we don't know how, it was used to separate Jewish graves from secular, from non-Jewish graves, Christian graves. About almost 1,000 years. I don't know for sure, but maybe a little bit less. But hundreds of years ago, that is the first time we find mainstream. We find it being used to mark graves. And from that, in more recently, it's been used in Batei Kenesiyos, Batei Midrashos, and on Arna Kodesh and Sifrei Torah.
Necklaces.
Okay, it's been used. One thing is for sure, you look at all the pictures of the Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and all the European Gedolei Yisrael, they have either pictures, and in the background of the picture, you see behind them a Magen David. Okay, Keseder v'Keseder. Today, I don't know why, we live in a crazy world, and in the Haredi world, you'll never see a Magen David. Why? Because they have issues with Medinas Yisrael. Don't ask me. This is not our topic of discussion.
It's like putting a tzelem in front of a vampire. You know.
Okay. So for some reason, the you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Okay. The state of Israel feeds the Jewish people, whether you like it or not. They are the hand that feeds you. And for some reason, the Haredi world bites the hand that feeds them by refusing to have anything to do with the flag and what is on the flag, the Magen David. And you'll never see in a Haredi shul today, you'll never see B'li Yoytzim Naklau a Magen David. I don't know. It's amazing because only 50 years ago...
Which are often decorated with them?
What?
Menorahs are often
not anymore. But I don't know. I really don't know how it happened so fast. Let me kotza ela kotza. Okay, you want to talk about Satmar? All right, I understand. Maybe Satmar, you know, it's a klal.
Anything that Tzionim accepted, they are against it. It's the Hebrew Ivrit, and then Tikduk.
But not anymore. Ivrit has become popular. Ivrit is a done deal.
And Magen David too.
Not Ivrit. Ivrit now is accepted.
No, this is not Kodesh. Kodesh is Yiddish. That's it.
Yeah, but you see, Ivrit not anymore. You see, it's interesting. The Magen David lost. Ivrit, the Chazon Ish himself was one of the biggest pro Ivrit people. The Chazon Ish, he told people he got a lot of criticism for this. They came to him and they asked him, what language should we teach children? And he told them, Ivrit. What's the question? Ivrit. And he really tore down barriers in Ivrit. The Chazon Ish, if you study the history, in the Haredi world, the one that really is responsible today for the fact that all of the Haredi yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, Kimat, B'li Yoytzim Min HaKlal, they all teach in Ivrit. That's a fact, not in Yiddish. Yiddish is not, there are certain Hasidim, they talk in Yiddish still, but all the...
Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was the one who led the fight against that there should be Yiddish. If you send it to a Hebrew school, they put you in Cheirim. But I understand at the end of his life, he said that if he would have known what he could accomplish with Hebrew, he would never wasted his time on such a nonsense.
The Chazon Ish won. The Chazon Ish won.
They also against Nevi'im. They don't teach Nevi'im because they have Tzionim.
That was their specialty. That was their expertise. Right. Teaching Nach. But you should know that today already is coming to, that already today is not anymore. I can prove to you. I can take you to Begalizing. I could take you to Begalizing. I can show you a plethora of new Svarim coming out in the Haredi world on Nach. Today, it's true, for many, many years, the ignorance of Nach is out of this world, is unbelievable, but no more. Nach today became, by the Haredim, something very chovev. Look at this volume. Look at the volume that we're using, the art school volume. I mean, doesn't that speak six volumes about how Nach has come? Look, yesterday to a hesped for Rav David Feinstein, and the first speaker was Rav Lichtenstein. What's his first name? I forgot his first name.
Aaron.
What?
Aaron.
No, his son, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's son. Yitzchak?
Yitzchak.
Yitzchak. He's a Rashi of Torah Das. I was Torah Das for many, many years, and then he after I left, he became Rashiva, and he is Maspid of David Feinstein. He didn't really know him. He said right away, he didn't even give him the official hesped. He just gave a different psicha, because he never had any interaction with him, and most of his hesped was Nach. Okay, he was quoting psukim from Nach, Keseder. From Shimshon, from Shoftim, you listening?
Yeah.
From Yeshua. So the Rashi of Torah Vadas, he was mamish varfing Nach. The whole hesped was Nach. Rabbi Reisman was the last speaker, and Rabbi Reisman for decades already. He in Tzoy Shabbos he transformed Nach. I mean he made Nach a common. You know, everyone talks about Nach. So household word. So we had yesterday a very strong representation of Nach, and I can tell you, I'll take you to Begalizing, and I can show you within the last 10 years, high quality, very very high quality svarim on Nevi Muksuvim. So that also has returned, and Ivrit is a very problematic language according to anyone. There's no one that's going to tell you Ivrit is something simple, extremely problematic in many, many ways, and yet the Chazon Ish already, how many years, 60 years ago, he told the schools, this is what you teach the children. You teach them Ivrit, there's something to talk about, and I have no doubt in my mind that's why today it's not an issue in Eretz Yisrael. Ivrit is here to stay, and the Chazon Ish had an incredible influence in this happening. That's a fact. Now, on the other hand, the Magen David is a loser. I'm sorry. The Magen David, I don't know how that one got lost, but the Magen David, which without question, without a doubt, is a sacred symbol. It was sacred. You see all these holy pictures of the Gedolei Yisrael, and behind them on the Urna Kodesh, and on their talis bags, and on, it was mamish, an identifying mark of Mi Yehudi. Okay? It was a holy symbol. And I don't know what happened. I don't know how this happened. The Medina
accepted it as a flag.
The Medina, so it's a gewaldige thing. So what? So what? They put on the flag. Who cares? So very good, put on the flag. Well, why does that have to go? Why does it have to affect, take away generations of holiness? It's not the Jewish way. It's not the Jewish way to reject tradition. For some reason, the Magen David, for generations, was a symbol of Yadus. Whether you can trace it to something holy or Zil HaMalach, or you can't trace it, it is. This is the Metzias. The Metzias is people died with the Magen David. Okay, the Magen David was sacred. So just because the Medina went and put the Magen David on the flag, and you don't like the Medina, you got a problem with the Medina, you want to go bite the hand that feeds you, just because you have to go and abolish the Magen David, this is not the Jewish way. So good, so good for them. So good. Just because Madonna, she learns Kabbalah, that means Kabbalah. Kabbalah is treif. Kabbalah, it goes in the garbage. Kabbalah is Kabbalah. You have a meshugna, she learns Kabbalah. So no, she learns, she goes, no, she's saying. Good for her. Doesn't take away from the sacredness of what Kabbalah. Just because the Christians have the Old Testament, that means Chumash has no value anymore. Good for them. So they have their Old Testament. Well, good for you, yippee-doo. What does it have to do with us? I don't understand. For generations, it was a symbol of sacredness. Like you see these beautiful pictures. I was looking recently at a video of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Eli Teitelbaum was it's a very moving video. And behind, maybe I'll post it for you. Behind the video, there is a Magen David. A Magen David. And that's just one of a thousand pictures like that. Or Rav Moshe Feinstein had a problem with the Magen David. Come on, because of the Medina. Just because, so let them do a yippee-doo. You don't like them, so you don't like them. You have to go take away tradition. It's very, very strange. Now, getting back, but the Magen David, when Chazal talk about the Magen David, they talk about the Menorah. Okay, we want to spend time, a share on this. I forgot everything. Maybe we'll learn it again at some point in time. But when Chazal talk about this thing that we call the Magen David, which we refer to the symbol on the flag of Israel, the six pointed star, that's not what Chazal refer to when they talk about the Magen David. They refer to a menorah. And it's very kedai that we're very fortunate we're learning these sugyas now. And when you learn about the menorah, the Malbim we hear is really, and all the Mefarshim to a degree, are an eye opener. The world. What powers the world? The world is arranged in the form of a menorah. Doesn't mean that there are branches like the way we picture it, but what it means is there are Shiva Koichvei Leches. There are seven heavenly bodies that are the major players. I know there are other planets, okay, which are not recognized by Chazal, okay, which
well, they see them.
What? Because we don't. It's not. Some say that you can't see them.
Some they were only discovered with the invention of the telescope.
So these other stars are not mentioned. There are Shiva Koichvei Leches, these seven heavenly bodies, and these heavenly bodies are in motion, and according to Chazal, they represent the mechanics of this world. And these heavenly bodies need energy, they need fuel, and the fuel comes from another world, which is called the Gula, whatever that means, this big basin. And from that Gula, there are channels, there are tubes which supply. And I guess beyond that, there's another place out there where there's a big vat in the world, in the way Hashem made this world, that fills up the Gula. That's how Chazal looked at this world. And then they said, take everything that you understand about this world with the Sheva Koichvei Leches and where it's getting its energy from and the channels and the press and spiritualize it. Recognize that this is nothing more than a dogma of spirituality. And when the world will achieve its Shleimus, this physical representation of what we can relate to will turn into a menorah that's zahav kula, that's gold, not rock, not vapor, not gases, but gold. What does gold mean in this context? I don't know. And the gula is not going to be distant. The gula is going to be near. And the tubes are going to be many. Seven tubes, 49 tubes. And there's going to be the press. They're going to be the olive presses. Everything's going to be near and everything's going to operate with extreme efficiency in order to bring out Hashem's light to this world. And when we look at the world today, we are looking at a menorah. But the menorah that we're looking at is a menorah that's made out of stone, that's made out of gases and vapor, and it's disorganized, it's running around far away from us, and we don't have much of a grasp of the mechanics and the technique, the method of operation that this menorah works with, but we do have at least a sketch, and this sketch will crystallize into a spiritual menorah that's Zahav Kula with the coming of Mashiach. This is the vort of what the Malbim is saying, without going into all the Kabbalistic in which I have no idea, but this is what he's saying. That's the essence of what the Malbim is saying. It's a very profound, very deep insight into the way he understands this world. Now we come to Pasuk Gimel.
And you thought the Radak yesterday was esoteric.
Okay. Look, they say all the people that are the Pashtunim, the truth is they are the biggest mystics. That's always, you always find that. You find that with the Gra. The Gra, they have all these interesting, spooky stories with the Gra. The Gra represented the paradigm of a misnagit. Okay, he wanted to single-handedly take down Hasidim, take down the whole approach of Hasidim. They're into Zohar, the Kabbalah, they're into, you know, mystical things. The Gra couldn't take this. He wanted to destroy this whole world. This is not the way you live. You don't live in a world of Kabbalah. You live in a very real, practical world. But yet we know as a fact that there was probably no bigger Mekubal, no bigger mystic than the Gra himself. Okay? The Gra himself, there was nothing that was hidden from him in the world of Kabbalah. But yet, that's not the way he wanted to live. That's not the way he advised his students to live their lives. You have to be practical. You have to be super, super duper practical. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was, okay, all these memories of Rav Moshe Feinstein are coming out. Everyone's talking about Rav David Feinstein. Everyone's talking about Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein was a Pashtun Shiba Pashta. And yet, you know, there are a lot of spooky stories there, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay, there are a lot of spooky stuff. So how does it go? Just because you're a Pashta doesn't mean you don't know all the secrets. The Malbim and the Radak, they are Pashtunim. They're always coming to, you know, they're not into Kabbalah. But once in a while, you see, they knew it all. They knew it all. They had a grasp on everything. They're a match for any Mekubal. Let's go to Pasuk Gimel. Shnayim Zeisim Olecha, there are two Zeisim Olecha, Al HaMenorah, Samach HaGula. There are two Zeisim, Oyim Dim, Shnayim Zeisim, Echa Miyamin HaGula, Vecha Miyamin Al Smeilah, Vezei Yisbar, Bepasuk Gimel Aleph, and Yibes. And this we're going to see later on. This is going to be taught to us in the next section. Now, we go further in one second. Let me just make sure. Okay, I'm a little confused. It's 7:45. And now we're up to Pasuk Dalet. Okay, that's it. Okay, now let's go back and learn now the Chaima Sanach. Let's turn back to page 743. Okay, we're gonna go to 743. I'm going to stop the share, put on the screen, page 743. Just give me one moment, please. Shouldn't take all that long.
What does
Anoch
mean?
I think it's a plumb line. What is Anoch? Choymas Anoch. Anoch, I think, is a plumb line. Is that?
Yeah, but we had it.
Right.
Yeah, we actually had the pasuk. Yeah, I think it's that. I think it's the plumb line. A weight.
Yeah, a weight to
plumb line is a weight. That's I think that's what
we,
it meant.
Gotta go back to the dictionary. Time to chazer. Okay, let's go to 7:43. Here we go. Vihine menoras zohav kula. Okay, learning over here now. What is efsho deroymaz ala Torah? Now the chaimas nachdechidol learns that the menoira, that the vision of the menorah refers to the Torah. Kemo shenisbo'er b'siyata d'shmelech, we'll explain in a few moments. Hinei, harav zera berach. You know who this person is? I don't know who he is. The zera berach. Chelek aleph, in his first section, in his sefer. He has a sefer, okay, his name is sefer. Kosa b'parsh pa'la yischa, mishem rabbeinu harizal. Shahamanoira kiloleho uferoteho remes latoro. Now this itself is a big topic of discussion. Go back to the menorah in Parshas Bahaloscha. What exactly, why are there seven branches? Now you're always going to hear two different approaches. You're going to hear one approach that all seven branches refers to Torah. Torah, Torah, Torah. There's nothing in this world but Torah. Nothing. And then you're going to hear another approach where no, the center shaft is Torah, but the other six branches represent other chokhmas, other forms of wisdom, chokhmas achitzonias, other forms of wisdom. And all forms of wisdom are rooted in the center branch. Now, there's a major difference between these two approaches. And this really is one of the fundamental differences between different types of Jews. There are certain types of Jews in the world who very much value the study of Chochmah, not Torah, the study science, the study medicine, the study physics, the study, engineering, everything there is to study, everything that this world has to offer. It's Chochmah, and they have a support. Chochmah bo'amim tamen. If you hear about wisdom amongst the nations of the world, they don't have Torah. They don't have Torah. Hashem did not give them the Torah. And if someone tells you that you know among the nations of the world, there's incredible Chochmah. It's not just, A, B, C, D. It's not just 1 + 1. Is an incredible, brilliant wisdom. Tamen, absolutely, that is correct. And this school of thought devote their lives. Not everyone is cut out to sit and learn a Daf Gemara every day, to spend the whole day learning a Daf Gemara. Hashem made different types of people, and people they learn Lashma. They devote themselves to study the Chochmah of the Umma Yisraela, in all of its various forms. And not only does it say Chochmah, ba'amin tamin, look at the menorah. And you'll find many sources, I don't have them all at my fingertips, is the menorah has seven branches. The center branch is the Chochmah of Torah. And the other six branches represent six other forms of wisdom in this world. And they're all connected to Torah. Torah is the center branch. But there are other groups of people that cannot swallow that. They cannot swallow that. They don't even want to acknowledge that amongst the Umos Olam, there's Chochmah. There's only Torah. Okay, that's another approach. Okay, and here, the Chomes Hanoch, he's signing the Zera Berach. Okay, and this is not Stama, by the way, okay? The Berach Maisha. This is not a Stama Sefer. This is long before Stama ever existed. When he quotes the Zera Berach, Chelik Aleph, Kosav, Beparish Baal Yisrael, B'Shem Rabbeinu HaRizal, Shahamanur, Kilolech, Uvrateho, Remez LeTorah. Everything is Torah. Nothing but Torah. The Chosav, M'Shem, Rav HaGodol, B'Reinu HaRav, Rabbi Avraham Zal. Rabbi Avraham is the Ibn Ezra. He's quoted out the Ibn Ezra. Kiba Avur. And now we have to turn to page 745, the page I just had on the screen 2 moments ago. Share screen. Page 745.
Rabbi Levine?
Yes. Yes.
It's all I can find right now. The book Zera Berech,
yes.
Ala Torah,
yes.
Homilies by Rav Berechia Berech, son of Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Shapiro of Krakow. And this his sefer was published in 1730.
Homilies, so this means this is Drush, okay.
Ala Torah, yeah.
Okay, share screen. I'm pressing the right page, but it's giving me the wrong page. I don't understand why. Why when I press this page? I don't know. Strange. Let me close this page. We'll try it like this. I have to practice more to perfect my technique. Stop share. Try this again. What's going on here? Oh, here it is. Okay. Ze chilku hatovas haneris chamesh levad. Okay, here we are. We continue with the chamesh anoch ki bavur. So the Ibn Ezra says, ze chilku hatovas haneris chamesh levad shtaim levad. Now we know that when the Kohen every day lit the menorah, he cleansed the menorah in the morning. And the cleaning of the menorah was done in two parts, 5 and 2. We say this every day, Ba'ayah have a mesada, say the haracha b'shmada gemara, aliba da'bashol. In the morning, Karbonas, we read about the seder hayoim. And in the seder hayoim, the cleaning and the preparing of the neiros of the menorah was done in two parts. There are 7 neiros. 5 were done in one shot, and then 2 were done later. They were separated with another avoida in the middle. Atovas chomesh neiros and atovas shtei neiros. Why do we differentiate, separate one from the other? Why? The hamenoira remez l'toira. And what is toira? There's really beautiful stuff he's teaching us. Shem chamisha svarim. Right, there are 5 books. Chamisha, Chumash. Why is it called a Chumash? A Chumash. Only reason why it's called a Chumash is because it's a 5th. There are 5 books. Shem Chamisha Svarim, V'nechleku L'Shiva. And yet, that is the very delicate point, and he's saying a very beautiful idea. On the other hand, Chovtsu Amodeh HaShiva. It says that Hashem, he quarried her pillars 7. There are really 7 books in the Torah. Bamidbar is a separate sefer. Bamidbar, Chumash, Bamidbar really are 3 books. Because the parsha, the 2 psukim, Vayehi bin Sohar, Moshe Kum, Moshe Yehus, Vinus, Vinuch, Yoimar, those 2 psukim are as 1 complete sefer. They are surrounded by inverted nuns to indicate that this is a sefer to itself. Thus, everything from Bamidbar, from the beginning of Bamidbar until Vayehi bin Soya is 1 sefer. Vayehi bin Soya, the 2 pesukim of Vayehi bin Soya, which is comprised of 85 letters, is a 2nd sefer. And everything after Vayehi bin Soya until the end of the Torah is a 3rd sefer. So when you add that to the other 4 sefarim, we have a total of 7. So on the one hand, Bamidbar we usually view as being 1 sefer, but mitzad sheni, we look at Bamidbar as being 3 sefarim for a total of 7. So what is it? Is it 5 or is it 7? It's both. And to indicate that it's both 5 and it's 7, that's why, we, according to his understanding, the Chidah, who's citing the Zera Berach in the name of the Arizal, that's why we divide the Hatovas Neros into 2, 5, and 2. He explains, V'zech chilku Hatovas HaNeros Chomish Levad Yishtayim Levad Damner Yemez La Torah Shem Chamish Asvarim V'dech Lekul L'Shiva. It's also called 7 Al Yidei Vayhi Bin Soya V'chomish Neros Remez L'Chamish Asvarim V'yoyit Shtei Neros D'Bitzeruv Heim Shiva Ad Kan Dvora. Okay, isn't that a beautiful thing? So every single day when we do Hatovas HaNeros, we do it 5 and 2 to bring out this point. Mitzad Echa, the Torah is Chamish, the menorah is Torah. No science, there's no physics, no chemistry, no mathematics, no philosophy, nothing but Torah. Kula Torah. L'cholalecho ufrotecha. I sound like I'm in Lakewood now, right? Torah, nothing but Torah. Kula Torah. And that's, so Mamel in Torah, there's 5 and 7, 5 hat neiros, and then we're going to do 2 more neiros. The oich de neiros, v'adayin yesh lachar, the imheim shiva svarim adua b'chalokois yosim lomoy. Why don't we b'chalokois yoshis lomoy? Now this is an expression from Tilma. I think what it means over here is, why don't we give it more? Why don't we break it up into 7 books? In between each of the chumashim, there are four empty lines. That's the rule in the Sefer Torah. You have to have four blank lines in between the chumashim. Why don't we have four blank lines in between the first part of Bamidbar and Vayhi ben Soya? Amnam kasu hamikubalim, the Sefer Vayhi ben Soya arayin, hu Sefer Gadol, v'lo zechinu ela l'shnei psokim, ul asalava shayizke l'shmoya tar mipinu yu shiva svarim, mifusumim v'dikorim. I once said this Chazdal over on a Friday, a couple of years ago. I remember, Baruch Hashem, we spoke about this. There's a lot of Torah on this. And that is, what happened? What happened at the Har Sinai? At Har Sinai, Chazal said that the Klal Yisrael, after Matan Torah, they ran away from Har Sinai, Kitinuk HaBoreach Mibeis HaSefer. Why didn't Chazal say that they ran away like a child shuts off Zoom during distance learning? Why did they say he runs away? Well, so you'll say, well, in those days there was no distance learning. Why? I told you, Matan Torah was given through Zoom. Okay? Has Miponai Kol Aretz. Hashem told everyone to mute themselves. There's a whole Torah on this. You know why? They didn't run that fast. They didn't turn off the machine that fast. It was only getting chaboreach mibeis haSefer. Okay, these are some jokes, but Chazal tells they ran away from Matan Torah, and because they ran away, Hashem said, you know what? I'm not going to teach you everything I meant to teach you. Think about this. If you are a teacher, everyone here can relate to this. You're a teacher. You prepare. For a new semester, a new school year, you have a curriculum, a rich curriculum. You're planning to teach the students so many things. And you sit down with them, you start teaching them, and they're bratty. They're just wild. They're very, very difficult to work. So you say to yourself, no. I'll win their hearts. I'll win them over. And, you know, the first week goes by, it's Sukkot. After Sukkot comes Chanukah time already. And it's a very difficult bunch of kids. And you get to a point in the year where you say, you know what? Forget it. Halavai, I should be able to teach them just the basics. Halavai, they should know enough to pass the regents. Well, I thought I'm going to go give them college credits. I'm going to teach them college-level material. Forget it. These kids, forget it. No way. Halavai, halavai, I should just get through the basics. That's exactly what happened at Matan Torah. Hashem had for us a curriculum that was enormous. That was almost double of what we have in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. But because after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael behaved Kitinik Haboreach Mibes HaSefer. So Hashem said, you know what? Let me cut my losses. I see that the students here, they're not up to it. Forget it. So Hashem just cut it short. The Sefer of Vayehi bin Soya Haron Vayom Moshe was meant to be all of that material that Hashem wanted to teach us, but because we were just not interested, we were together in the category of a tinek ha-barech nebeis ha-sefer, Hashem cut it short. And this idea answers many, many questions. Chazal tells us that the Sefer Torah is supposed to have 600,000 letters. Each letter corresponds to one member of Klal Yisrael. Problem is, how many letters are there in the Sefer Torah today? About half, a little bit more than 300,000 letters. What happened to all the other letters? So you'll study the sugya, you'll find 100 answers to this question. Like Ner Lemea, like Chanukah, why are there 8 days of Chanukah when there was only 7 days of miracles? You'll find 100 answers to this question, why there are only 300,000 letters when the Chazal say there are 600,000 letters. Amongst the 100 answers is this Chazal that he has just quoted, that Vayehi bin Soya Ha'orin was meant to be massive. It's because Bnei Yisrael was ketinik habereach mibeis ha-sefer. They weren't interested. So Hashem said, if you're not interested, I'm not interested. I'm not going to teach you what I want to teach you. But le'osid lovoy, you're going to have a lot more. We have in fact, in the Chazal, very famous Chazal, that it says that Hashem is going to give us a Torah chadasha, a new Torah, le'osid lovoy. And everyone jumps, what? How could that possibly be? One of the animamins is, animamim u'shleima sh'zoysa Torah, loy tehei muchlefes, v'loy tehei Torah cheres me'es ha'bari yisparach shemo. It's one of the 13 principles of faith, that the Torah is complete. So what do you mean there's going to be a Torah chadasha? The answer is no. The Torah chadasha doesn't mean you're going to get a new Torah. We're going to take this Torah and put in Seamus and give you a new Torah. It means we're going to expand the Torah, specifically Chumash, Vayehi bin Soya Ha'aron will be expanded to be what it should be. Okay, so that's what he writes over here. This is the reason why. This is a very, very, very important Chazal. The Sefer Ibn Soya, who Sefer Godol, this is very, very important what it says here. V'loi zachinu ela l'shnei pesukim, we did not merit. And he's not telling you the secret. Do we know why we did not merit? He doesn't say it over here, but we once upon a time learned elsewhere. It's because they were ketinuk habareach mibeis hasid. They ran away from Har Sinai. They showed they're just not interested. Ula osa lovo sheniske l'shmaya tarbi piv yu shiva sefadim mifur samim v'nikodim. It's going to be 7 books, an expansion. Ve'ev sh'demashem chamish asorim hu remez laheya achreina she'ashtad is already kabbalah kedarkoi v'chida is not embarrassed to tell you that my day job is a mukubal. That's my day job. Okay, he's not embarrassed to tell you that. So Remez Ahachoin Shiashrinil Osulova Shatiya Levana Bimilua Shimalchus Safir, you know what this means? Good for you. I don't know what this means. Shimalchus Safira Shadias Vila Ilu Shabuchol will be in Ilu in the elevation. Shakol Safiro Seha Cheskimul Tof Nunhe Yud Mem Chesed, this is Kabbalah. Dr. Friedman, he knows this stuff. He wants to explain this to me. Our very own Dr. Friedman, Dr. Phil Friedman, he is a Mekubal. Watch out. Ches, Nun, Ches, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Choyd, Yisoyd, Malchus, Bemilu, Oysam, Oz, Yeyu, Shiva, Sefadim, Giluyim, Umufursamim. Okay? Ve'ev, Shashazer, Remes, V'inei, Menorah, Sochav, Kulo, Remes, Ala Torah. Okay, now he's going back to something more practical. The menorah is kula Torah. It's Lakewood talk now. Kula Torah. Ki la'asa lavatia kula. Ki ad ata la zachinu ela l'chamisha sefarim. Ava la'asa tia menorah zahav shehi at Torah kula. V'gula al-raisha shefa ruach chochma milamala. There'll be an abundance of understanding. V'efshe l'imois v'gula. Bevav al derech tzefuna gematria nun. All the letters, vav is 50, is that really correct? 30, 35, 41. I'm a little confused there. 41, 47, 50. Yeah, it works out. Sheyushba min shade bina. The word gula is the number 50. Okay, 50, like this week's Saf Torah. Adonio ben Chagis misnasele on the Emloich, and he made 50 runners. 50 people ran before him. Adonio ben Chagis, to run before him. 50 people. 50 is Shlemos. 50, it's a Shara Chachma, the Gula. Gematri Nun, she is Shulman and Shari Bina, Veshiva Nerosech Aleha, Seven Eros, Remes, Leshiva Sephardim. There are 7 years of Sheiskalu Kineget Shiva Mida Shvius Vizeshava Shiva Vishiva. Alright, I'm not really comfortable with this type of stuff, but at least we did bring out an idea which I think is important. Now let's wind down with one Maimar Chazal. Okay, there's a very big Rabbi Elezer Mibozhan say. Maybe we should do that as well, but let's first take a look at the Maimar Chazal. Maimon Chazal is on back on page 744. Is the Maimon Chazal. Okay, page 744. I just need a moment to put it on the screen. I have to extract it from folder 744. Here it is. And we'll go back to Zoom. Okay, in 744 we have a Maamar Chazal on the bottom. If you can see it, here it's on the bottom of the page. Okay, it's on the bottom of the page is Shnayim Zeisim Olecha Vayomer Eile Shnei Vinei Hayitzar Ha'imdin. This is later on. We didn't get to this pasuk yet. Shnayim Zeisim Olecha Yitzar. Okay, it's really quoting from later on. What's Yitzar's oil? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Elu Talmidei Chachamim Shabi Eretz Yisrael Shenoichem Ze Lo Ze B'Halacha Kishemen Zayis Ushnayim Zeisim Oleha Elu Talmidei Chachamim Shabavel Shemirurim Ze Lo Ze B'Halacha Kizayis. He's citing over here a contradiction, not a contradiction, but he's putting out a difference between what it says in this pasuk and what it says pasuk Yudalad. We're going to learn soon. Okay, not today, but Mir Tashem sometime soon, about a complement to this Mare, a more detailed description of this Mare. And there, things are described a little bit differently. Here, when it talks about the olives, the two olive branches, or the two olive trees, to be more accurate, it says, Shnei Zeisim, it calls them Zeisim Oleha, a Zayis. Later, it says, later in Pasuk Gedalid, it says, Eile shnei v'nei ha-yitzhar ha-oimdim. It calls them not zeisim, but yitzhar. Now, yitzhar is really the same thing. The yitzhar is the oil, it's just another word for olives. So why later is it described with the word yitzhar, light? And here it's described as an aleph. And the answer is, we are referring to two different types of Talmidei Chachamim, the Talmidei Chacham of Bavel versus the Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidei Chacham of Bavel were like olives. An olive is bitter. Okay, olives are bitter, like the Noach. Noach sent out the Yoina, and the Yoina came back with an Ale Zayis Toraf Bifiho. And Rashi says that the Yoina was giving Noach a message. Better my parnasa be bitter, but it come through my own effort, than eating delicacies in the teva from you, where it served to me as an entitlement, as a gift. No fun to take gifts. The hanah in life is to earn your own keep, is to make your own way. That's the fun. That's the real fun. And that, and even if the result is bitter, because at least you nene miyegias kapov, better than taking. I always tell people: you go to a cemetery, if you pass by, you know, on the way out of the cemetery, you go to a cemetery, you go to visit someone, you pass by, you're always curious to look at other graves. And if you are, some people are. Mayor knows all of them. Mayor memorized. He goes to cemeteries all the time. Mayor, he memorized every grave in the whole cemetery. It's amazing. He'd give you a tour. Maybe you should give tours. And if you find a grave that says on the grave, Nene Miyagias Kapov, stop and say Tehillim. This is gold.
Oh, that's by Lubavitch, no?
By Lubavitch? It says Nene Miyagias Kapov?
I don't know.
It doesn't say,
so,
no, I don't think so. It's
look it up.
You find a grave, and on the grave it says those words. He was Nenem Yegias Kapov. The family went to the effort to write that on the grave. It means he didn't take a penny from anyone. He earned his. He made a parnasa. He went to work, and he was an honest person. This is a holy person. You don't have to know Kol HaTorah Kula to be holy. If you don't take gifts, Soine Matano Sichya, you find the grave where it says Nenem Yegias Kapov. Stop and say to Hillen, you don't know what that could accomplish. In any event, in the Yoinah said to Noach, better my parnasa be bitter, but it be through my own effort, than it comes sweet through you. So what do we learn from that Rashi? That olives are bitter. And here we're referring to the Talmidei Chachamim, since the menorah represents Torah, as we said, at least according to the Chidah, we're now borrowing that idea. And next to the menorah are two olives. This refers to the Talmidei Chachamim. The menorah is surrounded by Talmidei Chachamim. The state of Israel, their emblem, is the menorah. But they didn't just put the menorah. They put the menorah with two olive branches. Do you realize what they did? Do you realize what the state of Israel did by putting those two olive branches? Ask them. Ask the speaker of the Knesset. Mr. Speaker, what are those two olive branches on the podium? What do they represent? Those two olive branches. I know there's a menorah, but what is the two olive branches? Oh, I don't know. Mr. Prime Minister, what do those two olive branches represent? So you open up the art scroll, and you take them to the Gemara, and you show them Talmidei Chachamim. The Medinas Yisrael is mesuvav, is surrounded by Talmidei Chachamim. Niba ve'enu yodea maniba. When they put that image on the Knesset, they didn't put the whole thing. They didn't put the Gula al Roisha. I don't see in the emblem of the state of Israel a Gula al Roisha. I didn't see the vats. But yet, for some reason, they selected the two olive branches. And those two olive branches represent different types of Talmidei Chachamim. In one vision, they're called the Yitzhar. The Talmidei Chachom of Eretz Yisrael, Shenoichim Ze Loze B'Halacha, they're pleasant to one another. And the other Pasuk says, the two olive branches represent Talmidei Chachom Shebabavel, they're bitter to each other. And the bitterness, it's not an evil bitterness, it's the Melchamta Shel Torah. The Melchamta Shel Torah at the end leads as Vohev B'Soif Altri Vohev Elevahav Love. And what do we have as a product of the Talmidei Chacham of Eretz Yisrael versus the Talmidei Chacham of Bavel, the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi? Which one of the two Talmudim is popular, which has been the mainstay of the Jewish people? Bavli. The Bavli has been more developed. It's richer. It's the bread and butter of Klal Yisrael. Why? That's just how it is. Because Talmidei Chacham Shebabavel, they're bitter. Shemirudim Zela Zeba Shemirudim, they're bitter. Zela Zeba Halacha Kizayis. But that bitterness led to a Milchamta Shel Torah, which achieved the Talmud Bavli. And don't think they remain bitter. As Vohev Besufa, the end was an intense love. Talmud Yerushalmi was everything was politically correct. Rav Meir says this, and Rav Kalman says that. Ah, you're right, and you're right. And now the shiur is over, we go home, have a cup of tea. But if you say, fight with bitterness, you're dead wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. It's nonsense. Get insulted. You stay up the whole night to prove that you're right, and the other party stays up the whole night, and you come back the next day and you heap upon each other more insults, and through the Milchamta Shel Torah you develop a relationship, a kedusha. You develop the Talmud Bavli. That's the advantage of the Talmud Shel Bavli. But what are those branches? The branches are Torah. This is my speech when they invite me, Mirat Hashem, one day to speak in the Knesset. I can't wait. Come to the Knesset. They're going to ask me to speak. I can't wait. Fantasize. This is my speech. I'm standing here in the Knesset in front of all of you. And on the podium, there is the emblem of the state of Israel. Medinas Yisrael. The menorah. What is the menorah? Or, Lichtigkeit. Eretz Yisrael, the Medina, is an Or Lo Amim. But the Or Lo Amim are surrounded by the two branches. Do you know what those two branches represent? Read them the Gemara. The two branches represent the Talmidei Chacham, the Chavrusas. There's a Chavrusa on one side and the other side. Mitzad Sheni represents the Chavrusas of Eretz Yisrael and the Chavrusas of Chutz Li'aretz, of Bavel. The Medina is fueled through the Kedusha of Torah. Okay, that was my speech.
What else? Every officer, the first degree that he gets is first lieutenant. The lieutenant, what's the symbol that he put on his shoulder? Alei Zayit. And on each shoulder comes Alei Zayit. That's the first lieutenant. That's the youngest officer. And then when you become lieutenant, mm-hmm. you have two Alei Zayit.
Two Alei Zayis.
On each soldier.
And what happens next? What's the next appointment? First lieutenant, and then what comes next?
First lieutenant is only one Alei Zayit.
Lieutenant is two Alei Zayis. What comes after lieutenant? What's the next step?
Captain.
What do you get for captain? What comes up for captain? What's the symbol?
Captain is like some roundish thing. I don't know what it is. I forgot already.
And after captain comes?
Major?
You get one and two and three. And then three is the chief of staff.
Mm-hmm. So, captain, major. Mm-hmm. What's after major?
Colonel.
And then after colonel?
General.
First lieutenant, lieutenant, major.
Second lieutenant, yeah, good. Second, first, then captain.
Aluf, and so forth. That's it.
Wow, whole world out there. Okay, so this concludes.
It's again, the symbols are with the Alei Zayit. It's amazing.
Okay, one more. Let's just finish up very quickly. One more. Rabbi Shimon is late. Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer L'sheva Simochis Pineim Shal Tzadikim Doim L'Asalavo. The face, the panim of the tzadikim are going to look with seven different forms, seven different images. Lachama, La Levana, the sun, the moon, Larakia. Now this is not what we use Larakia, the heaven. V'la Kachav, the stars. V'la Barakim, the lightning. La Shoshanim, are roses. V'la Menorah, space Hamigdash. Okay, it's a very beautiful Chazad. At the level, there are seven items in this world that represent light, Lichtigkeit, that have a certain glow. Seven items have a glow to it. The sun, the first, the moon, by the sun, the moon, the heavens, the firmament, the stars, lightning, roses, and the menorah space hamigdash. How do we know that the tzaddikim are going to look like the menorah space hamigdash? The menorah space hamigdash. Shnemar u'shnayim zesim olecha echad mimin lagulav yechad al smayla. This pasuk refers to, I guess, Talmud. This is Gemara has to work in parallel with the other Gemara, Talmidei Chachamim. The Talmidei Chachamim they represent the zeisim, which are on the menorah, which brings out that unique glow. All right, we're going to stop here. We're pretty much finished. We'll see. Maybe tomorrow we'll do the Rabbi Eliezer Mibozhan say. We will see. But until then, we will take a short break, and then we're going to talk about other inyanim in the parsha. Be back in one moment.